This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update. From Pink News, former UK Prime Minister Liz Truss is battling for relevance again after vowing to introduce a law that will ban trans women from single-sex spaces and prevent under-18s from transitioning. The short-lived former PM is reportedly set to bring a private members' bill that will ban under-18s from accessing hormone therapy and block the state from recognising their social transition. Truss was one of 20 backbencher MPs to be selected to bring forward a bill, and she reportedly chose the legislation because she believes under-18s need to be protected from making irreversible decisions about their bodies. Truss is expected to formally present the bill today during the House of Commons hearing where the PM backers will also attend. From NBC News, Russian security forces raided gay clubs and bars across Moscow last Friday night, less than 48 hours after the country's top court banned what it called the global LGBTQ+ movement as an extremist organisation. The ruling, which was made in response to a lawsuit filed by the Justice Ministry, is the latest step in a decade-long crackdown on LGBTQ+ rights under President Vladimir Putin, who has emphasised traditional family values during his 24 years in power. Local media reported that police searched venues across the Russian capital, including a nightclub, a male sauna, and a bar that hosted LGBTQ+ parties under the pretext of a drug raid. Several LGBTQ+ venues have already closed following the decision, including St. Petersburg's gay club Central Station. From The Guardian, an LGBTQ+ couple in Nepal have said they want to scream to the world that they are now husband and wife at last, after becoming the first South Asian couple to have their marriage legally recognised. Maya Gurung, a transgender woman, and Surendra Pandey were given a legal certificate in Nepal's Lamjung district last Wednesday. The couple met 8 years ago at a restaurant and hit it off instantly. 6 years ago, they held a Hindu religious marriage ceremony, but have since faced multiple legal and social difficulties as their union was not recognised under the law. Nepal has previously led the way when it comes to LGBTQ+ rights regionally. It was the first South Asian country to pass laws preventing discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and recognise transgender persons as a third gender. From Q News, singer Billie Eilish says her recent casual coming out moment was unintentional after opening up about her attraction to women a few weeks ago. The pop superstar said she didn't anticipate sending her queer fans into a spin with the interview she gave to a Hollywood magazine Variety, saying she just assumed her sexuality was already obvious. The singer continued to say she's attracted to women and has a deep connection with females in her life. After the interview dropped, Billie said that she was floored when she saw the huge fan reaction, saying to Variety, "I saw the article and I was like, oh, I guess I came out today. It's exciting to me because I guess people didn't know. But it's cool that they know now, and I'm all for the girls." Turning to QNN Sport now and from Canberra Times. The NRL West Tigers have issued Adam Dehui with a please explain after he called a social media post about LGBTQ+ inclusion in sport embarrassing. Adam replied, "embarrassing post" to a post on the English Premier League's Instagram page that had the heading, "How to speak to LGBTQ+ inclusion." The upload came as part of the Stonewall's Rainbow Laces campaign, through which the EPL promoted LGBTQ+ inclusion with a variety of initiatives between December 2nd and 7th. But the Tigers 5-8 denied he had intended to belittle the LGBTQ+ community with his since-deleted Instagram post, which saw his comment garner more than 9,000 likes. A club representative told the AAP that the Tigers were an inclusive club that would remain a safe space for fans and players. The NRL Integrity Unit has not been involved in the matter. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.